We hear the machloikis, Rabbi Amon Gamliel and the Chachamim, and Shiva Saminim, the Rabbi Gamliel says you make Shalosh Brachis, the Chachamim, you bench, and the Chachamim say you make Brach Achas Me Ein Shalosh. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmoy, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel as follows. Kol Shohu Mishiva Saminim. If we have something Mishiva Saminim, the lav min dogon hu, and it is not a min dogon. Oy min dogon the loy also pass. Or we have a min dogon which was not pass. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, and these two cases, Rabbi Gimel Oimer Sholosh Brachis, that is the din birchas hamozain, these two in yonim. That means Rabbi Gamliel holds v'chalta v'savota v'rachta goes on Eretz Chita Sa'ira in the Zeishem and Udvash. It goes on the Shivas Aminim. It also goes on Daise, which is also a type of a pass. So even though it's not Lechem Gomel, so Rabbi Gamliel Oimer Sholosh Brachis v'chachomim Oimrim Bracha Achas. No, that the Eretz Hifsika Inyan, you only bench on Pas Gomel, Lechem Gomel, and if you have the Shivas Aminim, or the Shivas Aminim, or you have Daisa, you make Broch Achas Meyen Shalosh. Kol She'enoi, Loi Mishivas Aminim, V'loi Min Dogon. But if you have something that is not from these two categories, it's not Mishivas Aminim, and it is not Amin Dogon, Kigoin, Pas, Oires V'doichen, Ram Gamliel Oimer, Brocha Achas, Meyen Sholosh. Then Ram Gamliel is noch his darge, then he holds you make Brocha Achas, Meyen Sholosh. Vachachomim Oimrim, V'loi Klum. Chachomim say you don't make any bracha birchas haoretz, you only make a boirei nefashis. So memela, we have in this baraisa, a machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, by pas oires v'doichen, that Rabbi Gamliel says you make bracha achas meyein sholosh, and the Chachamim hold you make a boirei nefashis. So that is the Gemara's teretz and the kashot we had asked yesterday. One baraisa, the Braise that starts off Akoises Esachite, ends off by saying as follows, that if a person made pass from Oires, so the din is Mevoich Olav Boire Mine Mezoinis, Lubsoif Mevoich Olav Brocha Achas Meyein Sholosh. That's one Braise. And we had another Braise that says V'hasanya Lubsoif V'loi Klum. A person does not make any broche only a baron of oshes he makes on Passover. So the Gemara answered, it's no kasha. The barais is going according to Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel holds, you make broche achas mein sholish on Pasher oires. The other barais that says you make a baron of oshes, that's going according to the Chacham. So the Gemara says, so what did you tell me now? That this Bereise that says you make Brocha Achas Meyein Sholosh, Ke Rabban Gamliel, it's going according to Rabban Gamliel. Eima Sefer Dereisha. Let us see the Sefer Dereisha of this Bereise. The Sefer Dereisha said as follows. Im Ein HaPrusois Kayomais Bitchilo. If we were speaking about that a person had Tochno, Ofo, Ubishlo. A person had pas, and he cooked it. So it says, Im Ein, Aprusis Kayomis. We said, if Ein Prusis Kayomis, is Betchila Mavoichola, Baira Mina Mezainis. If it's Ein Prusis Kayomis, so you make a Mezainis on this. Ula Besoif, Mavoichola, Brocha Achas, Meyen Sholish. So what does it say over here? It says over here, Im ein prusa is kayomes, Rashi says it means nimuach, Taisa says it's yishover, it's a halsachnish, but al koponim ein prusa is kayomes, we have something which originally was pas, And now it wasn't his bashel, and through this process of bishel, ein plusa is kayomis. So it says you make v'tchila, you make abayra mina mezaynes, and l'besayf you make me'ein sholosh. Money. Who does this go according to? This halacha. I Rabban Gamliel, can you tell me this goes according to Rabban Gamliel? I'll ask you a kal v'chayna. Hash the Rabban Gamliel holds, a kaisvis, and the Shiva Saminim, va'adaisa, you don't have pas. Omar Rabban Gamliel, gimel broches, you bencham that. Im ein apruses kayomis, here we have, this was once originally pas. So a filu, we will say, ein pruses kayomis means that it loses the original pas, but it shouldn't be worse than daisa, which never was pas. If Daisa one can make a Birchas Hamazon according to Rabban Gamliel, so this should not be worse than Daisa, than cereal. Elob Shita Rabbonah. So you have to say that this Barais is going according to the Rabbonah. Now, so the Barais says you make a Bayramin and Mizaynes as Ein Prusais Kayomis, so it's going according to the Rabbonah. So now we have the Sefer of the Barais says if a person has Pas of Oires, you make Mayain Sholosh. And we had another Baraisa that says, that the Rabbonin say, you make a Bayrin of Oshes. Yohi Koshe, the Rabbonin ad Rabbonin. So the Gemara says, Elo lo'ilam Rabbonin. It is going according to the Rabbonin. The Tony Gabi Oires, the Levesoiv, ain't the Mavoychol of Loiklum. You have to make a Grais in the Baraisa. That what it says in the Baraisa, by Oires, you make Babrocha, Mayain Sholosh. We have to make a Grais. No. Ein mevorach olav v'loy klum. Let us see Rashi. V'lav min dogon, shebe min dogon, yesh chilek shim aso pas, hakol maidem shetzoich la'achov gimel broches. V'yaf min dogon o'el shle so pas, b'shtayim elu, nechleku rabm gamliel b'chachon. V'mayu kimte lahud la'el, diktoni ule besoif broch ha'achas mi'en sholish, rabm gamliel. Ema sefer dereisha. Let us see the sefer dereisha. He mas nisin. The mas nigabi akaisis asachite. The reisha di day. This is the reisha of the pasoiris. Uktoni sefer ena prusus kayomes. You make, me broch achas main sholosh. Hashtafilo adaisa omaram gamliel be mas nisin. Bas reise oi min dogen beloi er so pas. Me boich achav gimel broche shu bench. Ein aprusis kayomais. She betchilosei pas mamish oi. This was once pas mamish. So the bishul can make it. It's now not mamish pas. It loses the shame pas, but it's not worse than cereal. Mi boi shenemuach. Even though it's tzegangin. Mi gora mi daisa. Is this worse than daisa? El al rab rabonani. Domri gabi daise brocha achas. Vainami mishini muach la pasu vahabi ki daise. So it's daise. So memele, so the Gemara said, we have to be geiris that the ene mevorech all over loy klum, and it's taka greis in the breis. Finished with this sugi. Omar rove, hairiyete de chakloi. So Rashi says, riyete de chakloi, who chavetz k'deire? So we know what riyete is. Chavetz k'deire, Rashi told us before, it was a mean machel kofui. It was a faglivete machel that was made out of flour, honey, and oil. It was a psaza machel azah. Hai chavetz k'deire. So the Gemara, so Rabbi wanted to say it matters where this is eaten. The chakloi, if it's made, the chakloi, by the b'nei kfar, the people who were b'nei kfar, the mavshi beikimche, by them, the main ingredient. Or there was maybe not the main ingredient, there was a lot of kemach in it, the mavshi beikimche, shemal bin by kemach, the vorsh bayremine mezaynet. She makes bayremine mezaynet. My time, the smide ika. Because in there, and there riyete, so the ikir is the flour. The mechuze, but if you eat the same machel, the mechuze in the b'nei krach, by the city people, The loy mam she bekim and there he it is not too much kemach. Mavor olov shahakol niya bedvorei. You make a shahakol. My time meduv sheike. So comes that Rav is saying before we had a machloikis, Rav Kahane and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said shahakol and Rav Kahane said boyremine mezoynis. So Rav made a different shore. Rav says it matters where you're eating this. If it's from the Bnei Kfar, so you make a mezoynis, because they add more kemach. If it's from the Bnei Krach, you make a shahakel. That's what Rav first said. Hoder amar Rav, idi v'idi bayrim idi mezoynis, terav shmur damri tavayu, kol sheyesh bay mechameshes aminim, means we don't look at the content of Chameshus Aminim, as long as Chameshus Aminim was put into, is one of the ingredients that's put there for, to make Zat, or to be Matim, the Tavshul, you make a Beirim in a Mezainis. Now we're starting a new Sugya, which is a very difficult Sugya. So we'll try our best. Oma Rav Yosef, Hai Chavitze de Isbei Pirurim Kizayis. Now, first of all, we have to know what Chavitze is. So Rashi says Chavitze, Ke'ein Shal Naikuk, which doesn't help us too much. But Rashi tells us what this is. Shemefarerim V'soicha Alfes Lechem. That you took bread, and you made breadcrumbs, and this was cooked. This was nisbashel. Shenisbashel, that's how Tosis brings down Rashi, shall the claimish shenisbashel. So we have here breadcrumbs that was cooked. That was cooked. Agavuch, we had a whole sugya before, which we'll see, which Rashi machzach nishvisendik, we had a whole sugya before about the shayla. Tochna ofo bishlo. So we have a psaganse yisoid with mancha prusas kayomes, ain't prusas kayomes. But let's forget about that sugyan. So let's see what Rav Yosef has to say. Hai chavitze, the isbei pirurim kizayis. If these pirurim, which are now cooked, are a kizayis, bitchile mevorech olav hamaitzi lechem in haoretz, Ola b'soif mevorech olav sholesh brochis. The less bay pirurin kizayis, if there are not pirurin kizayis, b'tchila mevorech olav b'yre mine mezaynek. Ola b'soif brocha achas me'ein sholesh. So al koponim, we see according to Rashi Deval, that the bishul of lechem, we started off with lechem, and we cooked it. The cooking somehow is mafkia the shame lechem, unless there's a kizayis. What the mile of a kizayis is, we'll see soon. But al koponim, if there's a kizayis, even though it was nisbashel, you make a moitzi. If there's less than a kizayis, since it was nisbashel, you make a boire minimizayin. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Omar Rabbi Yosef minoa minolo. How do I know this? The Sanya, he learned a baraisa. Hoya oimeid umakriv minoches b'Yerushalay. So let us first see what the story is over here. Mino amino lo Rashi says, da aperurin kizayis mevolchen hamoitzi. So what is Rashi telling us? That means like this, that Rav Yosef's chiddush was, really, I would think if you cook lechem, it becomes ois lechem. That's what I would think. But I'm telling you, a shtik toira, if it's a kezayis, it remains lechem. Where did I figure this out? Mino amina lo abarais. Now let us first figure out the barais. There's a little other chidushim here in this barais also. What the barais says as follows. Ho yo oimeid umakriv minoches birushalayim oimer boruch shechiyonu vikimonu vigiyonu lazman azeh. What is this talking about? Zot Rashi. Hoya Yisrael oimet. Talking about a Yisrael. Umakriv menoches. Unisono lekoin lakrivom. A Yisrael came
and was makriv a minche. Oimer boruch shechiyonu, so the Israel says a shechiyonu, im loyhevi menoche ze yomim rabin. If he hadn't brought a minche for a long time, so he makes a shechiyonu. Let's first understand this. Rashi makes a pseganse kugel do, the Israel oimed umakriv. The makriv is, he gave it to the kohen to be makriv. So what's what steht doch da in der Bereise? So the smiches chachomim says, pshat Rashi had a kashe. Also, Taisu does not know like Rashi. But Rashi had a kashe, poshit, if you learn the Bereise, it's speaking about the kohen. Oh, ya oimed umakriv menoches. Kohen that was makriv menoches. Later we'll see, he's eating the menoches, what broch he makes on the menoches. Poshit was speaking about the kohen. Rashi brought in the Yisrael here. Why did Rashi bring in the Yisrael? For welche gute Yom? So the Smiches Chachomim says, because Rashi had a kasha. How did Yerushalayim come in? If it's talking about the Koyin, if you want to say where the Mokim HaKrov is, say the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim. The Koyin is Makrib in Yerushalayim. So therefore, Rashi when Pshat in the Barai says follows. That Hoya Oimid B'Yerushalayim. This person, he doesn't live in Yerushalayim. He lives very based in Ashdod. He doesn't live in Yerushalayim. Hoya Oimid, he came to Yerushalayim. So here we have the key of the story. That means we don't have any buses, any doors. He lives someplace else. He came to Yerushalayim. So that means he wasn't there too often. The last time he came to Yerushalayim was Mustama more than 30 days. He's not a frequent door in Yerushalayim. So if he brings a minche, that's Hoyaimit be Yerushalayim. So he came to Yerushalayim. He's not a frequent visitor of Yerushalayim. And he brings a minche. So since the last minche he brought, Mustamada was at least 30 days, so he makes a shechiyono. This a mitzvah habom is manless man. It's not a frequent mitzvah. A minche is an edove. It's not boal chait. It's a simche to bring a minche. He makes a shechiyono. That's so we brought the Yisrael in that he should make the shechiyono. That's a negayos. Yeah. Not long la'ochlo. Now we came to the kohen. The kohen was makter the kohimitz. Not long la'ochlo. Mevorech ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. He makes a boitzi. Fine. V'toni alo. The kulam poises on kizayis. All the menaches and the ephais, all the menaches which are first baked and then you make mitzah, you make psisim kizayis. So let us see what we see from this barais. Not long, oime bor shechiyonu, im lehevi menaches ze yomim rabim, some meilets a simche, sa mitzah bom is manless man, so he makes a shechiyonu. Not one la'ochol na koyin. So the koyin makes a moitzi. Fine. V'toni yalo kloima usnan. We learned al ha-menoches menoches, minches machvas minches macheshes hakreivois ksheheina afuyois. We makriv them after they are baked. So how do you make kmitze? How can you make kmitze if you have a big chal? How do you make kmitze? So the kulon poisisom. You kloima boitsom koidem kmitza. Before the kmitza, you cut them up, you break them into pieces. The oise oison psisin kizayis. And you make pieces that they should be the size of a kizayis. Kidirsiv posois oiso pitem. You make them into pitem. You have this baked mincha. Now you take this mincha before you make kmitza, and you break it into pieces which are each equivalent to a kezayis. Then you make kmitza, and the rest of the pieces that are eaten, they're kezayisim. And we see that you make a moitzi on a kezayis. That is the raya of Rabbi Yosef. Now, before we go into the difficult part of the sugya, let's just say, Amaymer Hamuzgo, Lucheres Amoyre de Kizach. The kmitza was made from pieces that were a kizayis. So, al koponim, when it comes
Pesach by the night when we eat, when I eat a kezayis, the rice of matzah is well weiss. Half a matzah, three quarters of a matzah. It seems in the kemitza, it says niskatnu abeim, not niskatnu etz boys. In the kemitza, there fits a kezayis. He made kemitza from kezayisim. So al kolponim, that we know klar, that in the kemitza they can fit a kezayis. So how big can a kezayis be already? That's a maimah hamuzga. Okay. That's, but now let's go here to the sugya. So what did Rav Yosef see from this Bereis? Shema Shemayim. Rav Yosef is talking about a tzir that a person went and took a piece of bread and cooked the bread. And it seems after cooking it, you shouldn't make a moitzi. But he said, shtik teire, if you have a kezayis, you'll make a moitzi. Fine. That was Minola. How do I know this? I found over here that you make a moitzi on these menaches. These menaches, this menaches is talking about what you're talking about. It's talking about they bake the challah, and if the kezayis, you make a moitzi. Yeshkoyach, if it'll be a half a kezayis, you also make a moitzi. Vos fararayes do. What did Rabbi Yosef see from this bereis? So let us see Taisvis, but not, we won't see the whole Taisvis. Taisvis is not a parsha. Taisvis is one shot in the sugya. Ve'imtoimar. This is the second ve'imtoimar in the first Taisvis Chavitza, where the lines start getting, they're not so broad. Ve'imtoimar. Ve'eich medame Rav Yosef perurei menoches lepirurei Chavitza. How did Rav Yosef shtel zu perurei menoches, which was baked to perurei chavitza, which was, this is pasta was nisbashel, mein shmita leitzer alsin. Yesh loima, emphatoisve, kiven shen nitagnin b'shemen, ken nisbashel udomi, since we're talking about minches macheshes, minches machvas, let's say minches macheshes, there's a lot of oil there, you're frying it, you're not baking it, so mamela it's cooked. If it's cooked, so now we have a raya in his bashlo. So the Briski Rav Menoches asks Akasha, he says he doesn't understand what the Taisvus answer. What is Tigun? Is Tigun Bishul or is Tigun Afir? He says, if Tigun is Bishul, so it never became pas. It never was baked. So, the Baita was also Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is talking about something that was pas. Here you have a piece of dough that was cooked. Rav Yosef is speaking of a piece of dough that was cooked. He said a piece of dough that was a lechem that was cooked. If it has a kezayis, it still is a shame lechem. If it was never, if tigun is called bishul, so you don't have any bread to begin with. So it's a piece of dough. So you don't have bread. And if you say tigun is afiyah, so baitis doch nicht kein sushto. What connection? How can you shtel zu menochais to Rabbi Yosef, who says, Amir Adike Kashe, the Briskerov blinds by a Tzorchim. So, it's bitter. L'chayre, without going into Rayis, L'chayre, we have to say that Rashi held that Tigun has in itself two aloches. Tigun has in itself a koyach hafiyah, and Tigun has in itself a koyach habishul. Tigun is an in-between. It's not bishul, and it's not reina fiyya, it's both. It's a combination of both. It has in itself koiches hafiyya and koiches bishul. So maishbol is a svore, yesh bishul acha tigun. Because tigun is like a fiyya, so yesh bishul acha tigun. So you see, tigun has in itself dinei hafiyya. Tigun has in itself dinei bishul, that's what Taisa says. So it seems tigun alone has both. So Rashi learned that this mincha is in reality the same thing like chavitza, no, it comes by basachas. Mitzad de koyach ha'afiyah ha'munach betigun, it's challah. But it has a din bishul also. It has a din bishul also. So it's alechem shenis bashlo. Oh, this is mamish chavitza. This is what Rav Yosef was speaking about. So what does it say? You make a moitzi. But when do you make a moitzi? V'toni aloh. You make a moitzi when there's a kezayis. So you see, lechem
שניס בשלו, אם דה זה כזייס, that's what he wanted to say, ימי כמויצי, יהיה זה ראי, the ברייסה says ימי כמויצי, אם דה זה כזייס, because פוסי סוי ספיטן, that's the ראי of רבי יוסף. Now let's try to understand the ראי, let's try to understand this magic word of כזייס, how does a כזייס help the situation? What is the translation, פוסי סוי ספיטן? After the Psisim, it should still have a Shem Pas. That's what the Rambam teaches. Posis Oysa Pitim, that the Psisim should be, you shouldn't make small brekala. The Psisim should be after the Psisim should have a Shir Lechem. It should have Pas Lechem. Pas Lechem means Ashtikul Broit. But Kozman, there's a Svara to say a Kizayis is Soid. So a Kizayis still has a Shem Lechem. Rav Yosef said, Amayra Dike Chiddush. Rav Yosef said a Chiddush, that even though the Bishul was Mevatel the Shem Lechem, that he held the Bishul's Mevatel the Shem Lechem. But if it has a Shir Lechem, that means if it's a Kizayis, so the Din Lechem remains. If it's less than a Shir Lechem, so then it loses the Shem. The Bishul mitzad, the Bishul, it's Mavkiya the Shem Lechem. But if there's still left a shir lechem, so if there's a shir lechem on it, so here's a shame lechem, and one makes a moitzik. That was Rav Yosef's hashtik teire, and he figured it out from Menachos. Let's go a little further. So you see, Fakelsa, he wanted to prove that on a kezayis you could make a broche. Fakel, there says you make a moitzi, and then it's a kezayis. So that's my proof. Om alei abaye, elo miyato, leton edve rabbi Yishmael domo poyuchin ad shemachziron lesolton. Ton edve rabbi Yishmael holds that you don't make kmitzif of psisim. He holds after you bake it, you grind it into matzah mel. And then you make kmitzif. So according to Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Hochenami, the loiboi, bruchi amoitzi lechem in haoretz. So you won't have to make amoitzi according to Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. Yeah. So Lechayre, the Brisker Rav asks in Menachos on this, what's the problem? Lechayre, the way we should think that Lechayre is the Bishul, if the Bishul, after the Bishul, it's still a Kizayis, so Mameil has a Shem Lechem. That was the Chiddush of Rav Yosef. If the Bishul, through the process of Bishul, became less than a Kizayis, it loses the Shem Lechem. But let's say after the bishul it's a kezayis, so it's lechem. So it's lechem. Now you take this lechem and now you tzebrekel it. So now it should lose the shame lechem. Lechayre, if it's lechem after the bishul it's lechem, that means if it's a kezayis it still has the shame lechem. So why should the later you make it into matzah mel? Why should it lose the shame lechem? If it's lechem, it went through the war, went through the bishul, and still remained lechem. So now you but to brekel it, why should it become ois lechem? As if like the Brisker Rav. But by Emerson, we see this problem from before already. We see the problem that the Gemara says, why do you make a moitzi before Tana Ber Bishmol? You make a moitzi, why? Because the psisa is a kezayis. That's why you make a moitzi. What's going on? The psisa is a kezayis. It was, if we say that the afi and the bishul was when it was the whole challah, so then it was zicher a kezayis. What's going on? That the psisa is later a kezayis or less than a kezayis. But after the bishul, it still was a kezayis. So from the Gemara before you see already that if the psisa was less than a kezayis, it would lose the shem lechem. And while be'etzim, the only shem lechem that remains is because of the shir. That's back in the lomdus of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, mitzad de etzim zach, it doesn't have a shem lechem. The bishul's makir the shem lechem. No, if this still has a shir lechem, so that gives it the shem lechem. The shem lechem is, it's not like you have stamaz, first you'll have a piece of bread and they'll make bread crumbs. So it's bread, and bread comes with white bread. Because there it's bread, that's the bread, that's the content, it's bread. So making bread crumbs won't make it ice bread. Mashenkin over here, passion is bashla be'etzim, als the pass, it loses the shame pass. Because it was this bashla, then the bishul is mafkiya the shame pass. Now, if this will have a shiel lechem, so that gives it a shame lechem. So it has to have a shiel lechem. In order to have a shame lechem, it has to have a shiel lechem. The minute it loses the shiel lechem, so it's not lechem anymore. It doesn't matter when it lost the shiel. The shiel is that which gives it the shame lechem, and when it loses the shiel, it loses the shame lechem. So therefore the Gemara said before, why can he make a moitzi? Because, b'shas, when he's making a moitzi, there's a kizayis. So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, so what will be according to Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel? The Omar Peruchan Hashem Achziran L'Sol. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel holds that you make it matzemel, and then you make mitzah, hochenami, so it comes out according to you. You don't have to make a moitzi. Yeah, as I come to chayz. V'chitei mahochinami. So you say, v'shein achanami. I mean, who says, the whole guy was from a baraisa. V'toni alon, this baraisa, we learned that toises and oisom kizaisim. But according to Toni Bar Rabbi Shmuel, who says you'll make a moitzi? You won't make a moitzi. You'll make b'ra mina mezoinis. We learned a different baraisa. Lo kat mi kulon kizayis. And Rashi learns pshat. Lo kat mi kulon kizayis means that there was a whole bunch of menaches. And he took a brekel from this one, a brekel from this one, and a brekel from this one. And together it was a kizayis va'ochlon, and he ate it. So the baraisa says as follows, im chometzu. If these breklech were chometz, onish kores. V'matzahu, if it was matzah, adam yoytze bo'yidech evose be'pesach. If it's matzah, adam yoytzeh evose be'pesach. So memele, so what's the problem? So the problem is as follows. By the mitzvah of achilas matzvah, you need lechem. Lechem oini. And you're telling me that a pas shenefov in his bashlo, or by every minche, which is considered bebasachas nefov in his bashlo, you're telling me that it, in yisod, it loses the shame lechem. No, the shame lechem is only chal if it's a kezayis. The minute it becomes less than a kezayis, so if it doesn't have a shiel lechem, it doesn't have a shame lechem. So here it says, lokat mi kulam kezayis. He had breklech, he had perurim, which were less than a kezayis, and he took from three menachas, he took together three perurim, which added up to a kezayis. Imatzu adam yaitzedei bechabosei bepesach. Aye, how could he be yoytze? It's not lechem, because it doesn't have a shiel lechem and it wasn't his bashel. Let us see Rashi. Vosanye, lokat mikulam. Well, before. Poichon lemenoches amafuyis ala machvas. Vala maches is koidim kemitze, achemachzinen lesolta. Tone, the Rebbe Shmuel holds that you make it first matzimel. Hochinami de poli gahodik toni mevoich hamoitzi. You'll tell me according to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, you won't make a moitzi. No, that I could buy. But I have a problem with a different baraisa. Vosanya, we learned in a different baraisa. Lokat mi kulom Rashi learns what the taich kulom psi se haminoches. There were breklech of menoches. Kizayis, umidekoma yoitze, boyidechei vosei bepesach, mishumachilas matzvah, de mitzvah sesehi, dechsi v'erev toichlu matzis, vahosam lechem b'inam. By matzah we need lechem, v'chsivo lechem oini, alma lechem havi. So we see that even though we have a passion f of an isbashlo, and now it's less than a kezayis, it's lechem, umevorech hamoitzi. Bomas nisen, al kochach habishmoili. This mission is going to habishmoil. Toktoni lokat mikulam kezayis, that he took from all these menaches, he took a kezayis. Alma bepsisim prusim I kezayis koi, that the psisim were less than a kezayis. So aibazoy is doch schwer, how could you be yaitzim? It's vesmatze, it is not lechem according to Rabbi Yosef. Gemara, hoche b'mayes kinon b'she'olson. No, this baraisa is speaking about b'she'olson. What does she'olson mean? Zok Rashi. She'chozar v'govlon yachat. You're 100% right. These psisim do not have a shame lechem. But you know what he did. He took these psisim, and he went v'chozar v'govlon, and he added some liquid, and he knaded them together, yachat. V'chozar v'yofon, and he baked it again. Olson loshen arisei seichem. And now, after the baking, so now it became lechem. It became lechem. Is this the baking, and perhaps now some it has a kezayis. Now it has a kezayis. Number one, the baking, the baked it and it has a kezayis. So now it has a teiras lechem. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, you're telling me in the Kimta speaking about that he baked it over again and now it has a kezayis. Ihochi eimo seif. Let us see the seif. Vuhu she'ochlon, it says, when is he chayiv an chometz? Or when is he yoytze mitzvah smatzeh? Vuhu she'ochlon, when he ate them b'chdei achilas pras. He ate these pieces in a shear that it takes to eat asude. Asude is dalad bayim. So if he ate these pieces in a shear that it takes to eat asude, so he's chay. Even though he didn't eat it by basachas, he ate it in a shear of kdechilas pras, 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever the shear could be. So memele, if he ate these pieces by kdechilas pras, he's chay about chomets, l'chay jayse mitzvot matzah. The I b'she'or son, if it's speaking about that when he's eating it, he's not eating pieces. If he'd eat pieces, it wouldn't be eitzim, it's the smatzah. So it's talking about that he rebaked it, he kneaded it and rebaked it. Hai she'och lon, she'och loy mi boy loy. Ah! It's a diuk, och loy, he ate them, there's no them, it was baked together, she'och loy mi boy loy. The Memele, it seems, it's not talking about She'ol son. It's talking about tastes that there's taka pieces. So we're back where we started from. Let us see Rashi. B'She'ol son, She'chozo v'govon yachad v'chozo v'olfon. Olson, loshen arisei seichem. He made a dough out of it. The Gemara says, now let's look in the safe. V'hu she'ochlom b'chtei achilas pras. She'lo yishe. There wasn't a shehiye. Mishehischil lechel shil kezayis. When he started eating the kezayis, at shegomar achilas hashir, till he ended the shir, yoiser michdei achilas chatzi kikel shel shmoine bein davachetche abo bein. That means the time from when he started eating the kezayis, but when he finished eating the kezayis, there wasn't more than a shir sude. Shezeu tziruf shir achile. This amount of time is mitzaref tachile. So memele v'imsho yoiser. If mitchilas achile till the seif achile, there's more than the shir sude. Ein achile mitzarefes. Then the achile is not mitzuref. The tchilas achile is not mitzuref at the seif achile. V'hav leka oichol chatzizayis hayoyim. The chatzi zayis lamocho, ve'ein boi chiyiv kores im chometzu. And there wouldn't be a chiyiv kores im chometzu. It's very interesting where Rashi read nish vegen matzido, Rashi read vegen the chiyiv kores of chometz,
Rashi Menoches speaks about matzah, and Rashi says it's a different lomdis in the Shibach de Achilles Pras, about Al Kaponim, let us loira bossi, about Kaponim, Rashi speaking here about Chometz, and Rashi says that in order to be mitzaref, the Shirach, in order to be called one Achille, it has to be eaten in a Shir Suude, so then it's considered one big Achille. The Ibisha also, if it is speaking about that these pirurim were kneaded together and then baked. Vuhusha ochloi loshen yochid mi boile. It should have said a loshen yoch. Yet, toig doch nish. So, Zakashe and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says you need a kezayis. So, Rav Yosef says, I'll tell you a new teret. Hoche b'maya skinam b'bo milechem godo. Hoche b'maya skinam. No, good. I fell off that terrace. He had a good diyik. We're speaking about, these menoches are speaking about that there were psisim less than a kezayis. He took three together and became a kezayis. Ah, it's toch bitter. Hoche b'mayeskinam, ubishaloy yosan hi. Uche de ka'amret. You asked the kashe, v'hodik toni. It says that you yoitze matzah, so it's called lechem. It's three pirurim. Each pirur is a third of a zayis. Bebo mi lechem godol. It's speaking about these three pirurim heba yichus. They came from a lechem godol. V'nishar min ha-lechem sheloi nifras kuloi. The lechem was not completely nifras. So Memele, so this is considered a, what is a Rebbe She'enikol? A Rebbe She'enikol is, Zayde Daf Mekukin. There's a Yichus, even though it doesn't have Yichus Atzmoy, but he has Yichus from a Zayde. Here, it's Choshiv Agav HaLechem. That means there is a Lechem around. The Lechem, there's still a Lechem. There's a Lechem that's a Kesayis, and I'm part of that Lechem. I'm less than a kezayis, but I'm part of that lechem, and that lechem is still around. So just like the lechem, since it is a sheer kezayis or more, so it wasn't nifka the same lechem from that lechem, and since I'm a descendant or a chelik of yene lechem, so I have the dinim of that lechem. So memeil I also have a same lechem. V'nisha min ha-lechem sh'loi nifras kuloi. Avol im nifras kuloi. But what would be taka the case if it was nifras kuloi? L'chshivi psisin apchuse mekezayis. L'loi mevorchinen ha-moitzi. Then it's not, then the psisin are not choshev. And then you don't make ha-moitzi. Then yoitzi b'midei chayves matze b'pesach. This is Rav Yosef's teretz. There's a shrekleche kashe that the Tosfos HaRosh asks on Rashi. We're speaking about Rashi was the one that said in the whole sugya only stims with this according to Rashi, that Lokat Mikulam is speaking about Menoches. So if it's speaking about Menoches, so the Menoches you have to make psisa. You don't leave over shtiklach, you have to be psisa the whole mincha. So, how did it happen here? Bomi lechem godel. What's lechem godel over here? We're not speaking about we're speaking about menoches. According to Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel. Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel says that, machzirin l'sultan. That's the whole case over here. So you machzir the whole minche l'sultan. So there's no lechem godel. How would you have a lechem godel? This kasha the Tosfos HaRosh asks on Rashi. It's bitter. Someone wanted to answer that the Mishnah says in Menoches that b'diavad if you didn't make psisa on the whole mincha, it's also a kosher mincha. The ikir is you have to make psisa on the sheer koimitz. That means you have to make psisa that there was enough psisim to make a kmitza. So that's also b'di'evet good. You can make mitzah and psisim. Al kol ponim, al koponim, so could be it's talking about, we have a problem over it, says yoitza mitzvah smatzus, al kochach, we have to say pshat in the bereise. So the bereise is speaking about that he didn't make psis on the home and nisht given as afrum. We just, it's no problem, it could happen. That's what Rameh Waldman wanted to say this teretz. The Tzlach wants to say as follows. The Tzlach wants to say that now Rav Yosef had charot, that the second bereise that says that the lokat mikulon, speaking about the lokat mikulon akizayis, is not going according to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's going according to the first bereise, that you make psisin akizayis. What's that? V'lokat mikulon kizayis. That means there was a whole bunch of psisim from different menoches. You had the 10 psisim from Mincha Aleph, 10 psisim from Mincha Beis. And now the Kohen went and broke off from this Mincha, broke off a third of Isaiah. From this Mincha, broke off a third of Isaiah. This Mincha, broke off a third of Isaiah. But Lefonov, you have your psisim of kizayisim over here. So as long as you have a psisim of kizaisim, so Mamel is still a lechem godel. Kizais is a lechem godel. Hot tach weiter a zeide do. The zeide is here. The yichus is here. So Mamel, that's pshat. So you made psis on the whole mincha. It's not going according to Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. It's going according to the first baraisa that posay saisa pita my havi alo. What is the halacha with Rav Yosef's memory, Aesis, Rav Yosef was the one that told us that if a person has lechem and the lechem was cooked, so be'etzem the bishul is mafkiyah the shame lechem, but kolzman it has a shear of pas, you make a moitzi. The minute it loses the shear, you don't make a moitzi. Now, is this a davar muskim? So the Gemara says no. Omar Rav Sheish is hay chavitze. Aval gav the less by pirurei kizayis, mevoich olav hamitzi lechem in horez. You don't need a kizayis. Omarove, who the ika olei turisa dename. You don't need a shir kizayis, but you need turisa dename. Let us see what Rashi says. Turisa dename, toyar maris halechem. It has to have a mare of lechem. Exactly when it has a mare of lechem, it's very interesting. The Rashi mixes in two. By Rochel says a yefas toya v'yefas mare. This fullness says pshat. The toya is the form and the mare is the color. Doshtei turiso denayme. So Rashi says toya maris alechem. Weiss. Weiss is dikir, is the mar over there. It has to have a mar lechem. So al koponim, exactly how you define that Teresa de Nama is another parsha, which we won't get into. But al koponim, Rav Sheishis said that what Rav Yosef said, that the bishul is mafkia, the shame lechem, and you need a sheer lechem in order to give it a shame pas, that's wrong. As long as it has with bishul, it can still have a mare lechem. If it has a mare lechem, you can make a meitzi. So now let us just go back. L'chayre, this is Rashi on Omed Aleph. Rashi on Omed Aleph. We had l'chayre. This is a sugya on Omed Aleph. The sugya said as follows: Tochna ofo ubishlo. Bizman she'ein aprusais kayomois, ein mevochen amoitzi. The Baraisa said, l'cheire this shayla, which Rabbi Yosef and Rav Sheishis was speaking about, so the Baraisa says, it's totally if prusais kayomois, ein prusais kayomois. So Rashi says, ein prusais kayomois, prusika means, shaloini muchu bebishulam. It didn't, so it's a gangin. It's, Kayomais, not nimuchu. Ein kayomais means nimuchu. So al koponim, we could say that Rashi said over here, according to the maskon, according to Rav Sheishis. if it's not nimuach, there's a toyer lechem. Therefore, this Bereise never spoke about sizes, kizesim. The Bereise said, kayomis, en kayomis. And Rashi says, kayomis is gematria loy nimuchu. En kayomis means nimuchu. So, memele, this could very well be, Rashi said this according to Rav Sheshis. And if it's nimuchu, it lost the toyer lechem. Loy nimuchu, it has a toyer lechem. It's not totally in sizes. This lechayre is shitas Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Chavitze de isbei pirurim. Perish Rashi kemoi shal naikuk. And the Bach says, that means kloima shenizbashlo. If lechem shenizbashlo. In Tosfos, so Tosfos asks already a pertinent question. We just had pshat in the Braise according to Rav Sheshis. But Tosfos says, v'hasanyu le'el, Bizman shahaprusa is kayomis, ein aprusa is kayomis, levoch aleim hamoitsi, aval gav, de isbei kezayis. So Tosfos asks, lochayre, the Bereise gave a different hagdore. Now, how did Tosfos learn pshat in the Bereise? Tosfos learned pshat in the Bereise, the prusa is kayomis, Tosfos says, Shem yikach ha-prusa shelo yishover. Prusa is kayomais means, now let us translate for 1 minute. Prusa is lochayre means a piece. And prusa is lochayre is a, like posis oisis pitim, it's also a piece. So it means, lochayre prusa means a kezayis. The Bereise says it depends, it doesn't depend on the size of the pruse, it depends on the strength of the pruse. If it's kayomois, it won't break, it's good. Pruse is lochayre has to mean a kezayis. It's not a kezayis, it's tamasai bitter. So it has to be a kezayis, it's a pruse, it's a pas, it's a kezayis. But it has to be kayomois. So kezayis is not sufficient. The Bereise says we have to test the strength of the prusa. If it's kayomais, lochayre, if all you needed was kezayis, it should have said, im kayomais prusais, is mevoy hamoit, it says, im prusais kayomais. The fakir, the prusis is not enough. You need prusais kayomais. So lochayre, so Zakash and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that as long as it's a kezayis, it's sufficient. It has to go to endurance test. If it breaks, good. If it doesn't break, it's no good. If it doesn't break, it is good. How's the kezayis good? That place is kasha. Ava gav this be kezayis. It's not enough prusais has to be kayomais. The yeshloima, the Rav Yosef meforesh lei haprusais kayomais, haino be kezayis, ein prusais kayomais, ein ben kezayis. Chei meforesh nami be Yerushalmi. So Lachaira Tais means to say that Rabbi Yosef Loim Shah Prusas Kayomis means Kayomis Prusas. That's what it means. If there's a pot, he didn't learn this pshat like Tais Loim Shah. He learned pshat that Prusas Kayomis means if there's Kayim Prusas and Kayomis Prusas. If there's a Prusa around and a Prusa means a pas, pitim, so then you make a mighty. Fine. Okay, so we took care of the Bereise. So Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yosef really has a Bereise that's saying like it, but the Bereise is very awesome, so he had to bring a different Bereise. But that's how Rabbi Yosef learned shot in the Bereise. Frag Tosfos weiter, and this we have already learned, Vin Taima, Eich Medame Rabbi Yosef, Pirurei Menoches, Le Pirurei Chavitze. What does Pirurei Menoches have a Shaychus, Pirurei Chavitze? Pirurei Chavitze is a Pashan, is Bashal, what does that say with Pirurei Menoches? So we said that tigum is an afiyah and a bishul bebasachas. So memele, so if pas shenef of an isbashlo is, that a mincha is the same chesong. So memele, if you make a moitzi by kezayis, you make a moitzi by pas shenef of an isbashlo. Umiyu koshe, the lokat mikulam kezayis, the koya hameshes haminim, v'loy amenoches, k'moy sheforish. Let us skip down to the third tesis, lokat mikulam.
Perish Rashi, the koi amenoches, it's going amenoches. Look at me kulon kezayis, if it's chomet, yichayev kores, if it's matzah, yiyetim it's matzah. V'loi nehire, dim kein heichi komar, dim chomet su anish kores, v'amrin kol amenoches bo is matzah. Hakad yev a chomet stiki minche? Hakad yev a chomet stiki minche? The nire, the koi a chameshis minim. It's going on the chameshis minim. So, if I'm not mistaken, others say, to emphasize Rashi, it's a bitter kasha Rashi, if I could be talking about a mincha, it's speaking about that this mincha became chomet. It was a kunst to ensure that, I mean, how it's very possible people go and bake matzahs, they end up with having chomet stick of matzahs also. So this mincha became out, it was a mincha, and it became chomet. So it says, if it's chomet, onish kores. Kol menoch is bo is mat. There's another kasha that the Rishonim ask. That if it's speaking about a mincha, how could Yaitse mitzvah matzah, you need a matzah al nechel b'chol meishoves. B'chol meishveseichem toich lo matzah. You can't eat a mincha b'chol meishveseichem. You can't take it out of Yerushalayim. So memele, so it's posel and menoches. Okay, that's a kasha. So machloikis in this. About kaponim, so this is Tosfos kasha. V'nire dekoi achameishes minim. It's not talking about minchas. It's talking about lokat mikulon means you had the five minei lechem. Chitim, sa'orim, kusmin, shipain, shibay l'shul. You have the five minim of lechem, five minei dogon. And you made a kezayis of all five. You put together five minei dogon and you made a kezayis. V'chikomar, look at me, call minei lechomim kezayis. You made a kezayis. So it's not talking about a mincha. It's talking about five types of bread. Oat bread and wheat bread and rye bread and azoy, and then if it's chometz, and you made a kezayis. So now let's go back to this tosis. Umiyu kosher, if the whole chavitza is speaking about. If the whole chavitza is speaking about that it was baked and cooked, umiyu kosher, the loket mikulam kezayis, the koi achameshes haminim, b'loyam anochis, k'moy she'aforish. V'hosam loy ma'iri b'shen is bashel. That's not talking about a story of bread that was cooked. U'may medama l'chavitza shu mevushel. Here we're talking about mevushel, and here we're talking about something that's not mevushel. So memele, so Tosfos falls off on Rashi's pshat. We're not talking about such a story. Lekach nirali chavitze hainu pirurim hanidvokim yachad al yedei merak oy al yedei cholov k'may chavitze de tamre shehem nidvokim. We're not speaking about pirurim which were cooked, we're speaking about pirurim which were nizdabit. Now, let us just think for 1 minute, pirurim that were nizdabit, And so he says, if there's a shir kezayis, you make a moitzi. If there's no shir kezayis, you don't make a moitzi. Now, before we go further, so let's just picture the sugya. The sugya had a kashe on Rav Yosef that lokat kezayis mikulam, a person took five chalokim from five different breads, and he look at kezayis mikulam, says yoytze mitzvah matzah. So the Gemara is takasha and Rav Yosef, how could be yoytze mitzvah matzah? So they were not speaking about of something that was nizdavik. We were speaking about a person had five breads, and from each bread he took five different matzahs, and he took from each matzah a fifth of a kezayis, and he put them all together, and he ate it. So what's the problem over there? What is there the problem? So we see from this Gemara that Rav Yosef held that if you'll have a matzah, if you have a lechem, the lechem only has a shame lechem if it is a kezayis. The minute you break up the lechem in less than a kezayis, it loses the shame lechem. That is what Rav Yosef held. That's what the Goyin says, Rabbi Zalman say. That's what Rav Yosef held. Rav Yosef held the shame lechem is only, if it wasn't cooked, you have a lechem. It's only called lechem if it's a kezayis. You make matzah mel out of it, it's oislach. Rav Sheshes, we know laloch is not like that. We know if a person is matzah mel, you make a maitzah, you bench on it. It can be yaitzah mitzvahs. It can be yaitzah mitzvahs matzah with matzah mel. Someone once told me, it was once by the Seder of Borber. Borber didn't have teeth. He wanted teeth. He wanted to make sure that he's yaitzah yitzah kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So he had matzah mel and he took matzah mel. That's how he's yaitzah mitzvahs matzah. That is not according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would not have a Borber's yaitzah. That's according to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was the one that said that Torisa Dinamo is also good. If it looks like bread, because it's only the kezayis, looks like bread is also good. So according to Rav Sheshes, if you grind bread and nothing happened with it, it's also good. But according to Rav Yosef held that kol zman, it does not have a shear of pas, it doesn't have a shein pas. It's only called lechem if it is a kezayis. That was Rabbi Yosef. Now, he's talking about chavitza. Chavitza is God, you took pirurim and you put it together, you medavik it. That's God, that was the machel. But the chesorin is not the chavitza chelik. The chesorin is, if you have, this was a machel that was made through pirurim. So he spoke about this was a popular machel. You have to know what broche to make on it. But I'll call upon him. But I'll call upon him as this, The chesorin is a pirur that's smaller than a kezayis does not have a shame lechem according to Rabbi Yosef, and you do not make a moitzi, you can't be yoitzi mitzvahs matz. Hoya oimed umakriv menoches peirish Rashi bala bayis hamisnadev mincha. The bala boss was misnadev a mincha, and he makes a shechiyono. The doichich godol hu the hoya oimed umakriv mashme bekoyna makriv. Rashi begs for the sakina charife. The oimed hoya oimed Yerushalayim, the balabos and the koyin is makriv. Chayin lishne not lo laochlon mashme da koyin. The whole thing is going on the koyin. The nire bekoyin ha oimed lahakriv rishayin b'mishmartoy. Speaking about the first koyin lahakriv rishayin b'mishmartoy. That each mishmor had once, twice a year they had a chance to do the avoid it. The kivin sheyeshlam zman kavua, mevolchin shechiyonu, so they make a shechiyonu. So this is called a mitzvah shebo mizman lizman. He says the kohen had the opportunity to do the avoide once, twice a year. So that's called a mitzvah bo mizman lizman. The Briske Rav in Menoche says he doesn't understand this. A mitzvah bo mizman lizman means that the mitzvah comes mizman lizman. Let's say if twice a year you'll have Hanukkah, so that's called the bo mizman lizman. But over here, he says, Be'etzim, the Kohen could do the Avodah the whole year. I mean, there was a political problem over there. There was other Kahana that wanted to do the Avodah, but if he came the next day and he had pull, he'd come the next week and he'd want to do the Avodah, and they'll let him do the Avodah. I mean, he could do this, not a mitzvah, bo mizman lizman. The mitzvah is the whole year to do the Avodah. He's a Kohen, he's roi to do the Avodah, there's a base of English functioning, he can do it a whole year. No, else the competition involved, there's other mishmores. If we can make dreidlers, so it's fair to say it's a mitzvah bom mizman lizman. Al koponim, that's what Tosfos says. It's very interesting. The lashon of Tosfos would seem that the first koyin of the mishmah makes a shechiyon. That's the lashon of Tosfos. The koyin ha'oimed lahakriv rishayin b'mishmarte. The first koyin. Which is very schwer to understand because the first kohen was makriv Shabbos and that was the tomik sobein abayim. It wasn't makriv aminche. So here we're speaking about a kohen that's makriv aminche, unless Taisus doesn't mean the first kohen. Taisus means every kohen when there was his chance to do the avodah on his mishmeh made a shechiyonu. But the lashon of Taisus is very unclear. Akaponim, that's how Taisus learns the shechiyonu. The loike perish Rashi de Menoches, the Mairi Bekoyin Shlai Hikriv Me'olam. Rashi Menoches says a third shot. Now we're speaking about who made a Shechiyonu, the Koyin, the first time in his life,
He was makriv a mincha. He was neschanach. This is the first time I did this mitzvah. So it makes the shechiyonu. Agav ulche, this din is brought down in Yoredeye, in Simin Chof Ches. I think it's Ches, or Sibbeis. That if the first, there's a shaila, the Gemara brings down, if the first time a person makes the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, he makes a shechiyonu. And this shaila is brought down the first time someone puts on tefillin, the first time a ish is madlik neiris. We pass and you don't make a shechiyonu. There's a shaila fakert, so the shach brings down, that was Rashi and Menachos that said that. Rashi Menachos learns this pshat, but Tosfos, you see, Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. This musig that the first time you do a mitzvah, you should make a shechiyonu, this is a Rashi and Menachos, and Tosfos and Brochus, and Rashi and Brochus do not say this pshat. Look at Mikulam, we learned already, Omar Rove, Vuhu de'ike oleo terise denama. So now, Rove said, this yisod that you don't need a kezayis, this chavitze, even though Rabbi Zalman explains chavitze is when you're medabik it, it tastes different and it has a different tzure. If it has terisa dename, even though each piro is less than a kezayis, you also make a maitze. V'chein kaimalon de rove basrohu. Rove is a basro. Loi be'inon sheyir bepirurim kezayis. You don't need to prove me to be a kezayis. Kiven de ika terisa dename. If there is terisa dename, le'inyan ha'moitze. So terisa dename is enough. Va'afilon is baslo le'perish rashi. According to Rashi, you also don't need, we pass them with Rav Sheshes, so according to Rav Sheshes, you do not need Kezayis. It's sufficient to Risa Dename. For ho de mashma be Yerushalmi, the Prusa is Kayome same be Kezayis. Now according to Rashi, so the Yerushalmi says Pshatan the Beraise, that when you cook the Prusas, they have to have a Kezayis. Ay, la locha, we paskum et Rav Sheshes, you do not need a kezayis, it is sufficient if you have terisa dename. Hainu, lefisha kein derech li is terisa dename be kezayis. Normally, you only have terisa dename be kezayis. Avo pom, filopoch is mkezayis, ike terisa dename. The criteria is not a kezayis, lefiemis, the criteria is terisa dename. Terisa dename, zog Tosfos, nire, the hainu, kshenoistim apirurim b'mayim. If the perurim were put into water, v'mamayim mislabnim machmas apirurim, if they were soaking in water long enough that the water became colored, ozlo le terisa dename. So the mare halechem, which wasn't the bread, went into the water, so now it lost the mare lechem. V'chein ho yerogil Rabbeinu David mimitz. So it comes out, if you soak bread in water and the water becomes white, so the bread loses terisa dename. So what did he do? He used to lelabim pirurim b'mayim b'layla, kedei le'ochlom b'shachar b'loy birchas ha'moitzi, or b'loy birchas ha'mozoin, shoy le'acher, he shouldn't come late to the shir, kedei she'yischazik roishe v'yuchel lahagid aloch, he didn't have time to make a moitzi and to bench. So, boy, he thought needed to use chazik roishay. So, Mela, that was his eitzah to be melabim the dust. To be me'abed to terisa dename. Zog to Gemara weiter. To Ruknin, let us say, the goins gilse, ki osa rovin omer abyoichanin, to Ruknin, Chayovim Bechalim. That's how we paskin. Teruknin Chayovim Bechalim. And we'll all be mechavim the Gemara's kasha. My Teruknin. What is Teruknin? Omer Abaye Kuvid Da'are. Kuvid Da'are. Now we just have a problem. What's the title? Kuvid Da'are. But what the Rashi says, Kuvid Da'are. Oise Mokeim Cholol Bekire. A person makes a indentation in the Kire. V'noisen b'soichoi mayim v'kemach, k'moi sh'oisen b'alfes. That means as follows. That means this was a b'lila raka. This was a b'lila raka. but there was a big hollow in the kire, and it was put into this hollow. It's thick, and that's how it became bread. So it's chayev b'chala. Terise p'tura min achala. My terise ike da amri govil martach. What's govil martach? Now we'll see the chilek. Govil martach noisnim kemach umayim bekli. You take kemach umayim bekli uboichshin bechav and you mix it up. This kemach umayim v'shoivchin al akirok shehin isekes and you throw it on the kire when the kire is very hot. So b'kitzer, this is similar to a waffle. That means this is very thin. It doesn't have any. It's very thin. It looks like a very thin latke. This does not have a shein lechem. Legabi chiyuv chala. That means if so. That's kuvud da'ara oisim mokem cholol bekire. You have a cholol, so you have place to put the batter. You have a cholol there. So then this has a shein lechem, and therefore it's chiyuv bechala. Terise, which the first lashon is govel martach, so this is like a waffle. So this is even though it could be the same type of blila raka, but this does not have any tzura of lechem, and this is potzer min achala.